Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 283. And we're now at 11 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 41 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web, mychasm.com. Yes, as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotional Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And, yeah, now coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and talk to say good morning yet. It's still morning. Good morning, Marlene. How are you doing? Marlene Guast of the Night Owls.
Good morning, Cy. I'm doing great. And you?
Very good. Are you a little relaxed today? The Tutti Frutti kitchen is closed today, so a little more at ease?
Well, of course.
Good.
But we still eat in the restaurant. Every day, every Sunday we get out of church. Some of the kids come on down. We all have breakfast here in the restaurant anyhow with our family. So it's kind of nice to get together.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful day. The sun is behind the clouds here now. But, boy, the temperature is really getting nice, huh?
That is wonderful. Everybody just, their spirits are, you can just tell. Everybody's spirits are up.
You are true farmers, aren't you? Because everybody is looking forward to getting in the field and digging in the dirt, huh?
Absolutely. My tomatoes are probably about 4 inches high already from the seeds that I started. So, yeah, we're getting anxious. We can start planting in the tunnels probably within a week here now.
That sounds good. Well, Marlene, you wear many hats, and one of the hats that you wear is the concertina player with the Night Owls band out of Sauk Center, Minnesota. Marlene, take us back to the beginning. How'd you ever get started playing that concertina?
Well, it was my dad that had coaxed me along. Actually, my sister Karen, she was taking lessons from George Savvatius.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 5 years old, Dad wanted me to also try it and see if I would like it, and which I did. So that was back in 1959 that I started taking lessons from George Savvatius.
And who was Dad and Mom?
Dad was Lawrence Gettle, and Mom was Vera.
Okay.
And Dad, at that time, it wasn't right at that time, shortly after, he started the Gettle's Concertina Band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And who did that comprise? Who was all in that?
Well, to kind of go back, we'll go jump up to the year of 1960, I think it was. My sister and I actually done kind of our first job at the Todd County Fair. We had the two concertinas, her and I, at that time. And then it was around 1967, I think, that Dad decided to start the band. So Dad was the drummer in it at that time. And I played concertina. And then Lou Humbert, that was Norb Humbert's wife at that time, excuse me, she played. It was like a steel guitar, you know, but you put it over your shoulder and you use the steel bar.
Oh, yeah.
But she called it a steel guitar, which I would say it was, because you slid it with the hand slide, of course, at that time.
Kind of sounds like a dobro almost, huh?
Almost, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it had the slide sound, a nice slide sound to it. So Lou played with us, I know, at that time a couple of years. And then she actually got me started and showed me how to tune it, you know, and everything correctly at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was right around, I think, 1969, that's when my sister joined the Gettle's band also. So she played concertina, and then I went on to steel guitar.
Okay.
And Dad was still drumming at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was around. You want me to keep going?
No, you're doing fine. We love listening, Marlene. You go ahead.
Then it was around in 1970s. I don't know, a couple of years into it, Dad decided it was time for him to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister Karen, she started. I think she had the Gold Stars, and Karen's Polka Stars.
Okay.
I know there was a couple of years of each one, but I don't remember the years on that. Well, then I was I was the drummer at that time.
Oh, yes.
So I went from concertina to playing guitar, and now I'm the drummer.
Uh-huh.
So then, of course, around 1980, my dear sweet husband Kevin it wasn't a husband at that time, he joined Karen's band also.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, that's where we met, was in the band there at that time. So, and then it was a couple of years later when we decided we were going to get married. Kevin and I actually were living down in Minneapolis at the time, and he was working full-time there. And down in the cities, and I was working for a paper company down there as a secretary. So then we actually started a little country band. It was called the Kevin Herman Band back then. And we kept that going all the way up to, it was about 1984. Kevin and I actually got married also in 84, but Kevin's dad was at our house, excuse me, and he just got out of North Memorial Hospital, and we picked him up on a Friday, and we were going to take him back to Little Falls to his home Saturday morning. So that night we were having supper, and he was saying, I should back up a little bit. Kevin's dad had the original Night Owls back in the 1930s.
Oh, okay.
And as we were eating, Kevin's dad, Wally Gloss, Walter, mm-hmm. Said, I would like to start the Night Owls back up again. He says, how about the two of you joining us and we'll have the Night Owls back? And we said, yeah, sounds like a great idea. We were all for it and wanted to get back into the old-time music instead of country music. I mean, not at that time that we didn't like it, and we still like it, but, I mean, we just wanted to kind of get back into that era again. Well, lo and behold, that night Kevin's dad had a heart attack in our house and passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, after everything started settling down, we decided that I was having a tough time with living in the same house that he passed away in, because actually I'd done CPR on him and tried to bring him back to life. And every night I came home from work, I could, too many memories and seeing him being carried out and everything.
Yep.
And we just came home one weekend to visit my folks and Kevin's mom, and my dad happened to say, you know, there's a place out in the country not far from here. Why don't you go take a look at it? It's going to be going up for sale. So we thought, you know, with Wally passing away and now Doris is home alone, and my mom had multiple sclerosis and she was starting to get crippled up, we thought, yeah, maybe we better move back home here. And So we took a look at the place. It wasn't up for sale. We drove out here and just happened to look through the windows, and that's all we did. And we told Dad, yeah, we're going to buy it. So,
oh, wow.
So we bought the place. Well, of course, you know, back then we didn't have much money to go on. We even had to play the night before our wedding just to help pay for the meal.
Oh, my goodness.
So, of course, after we got moved out here, that was in 1984, I think December of 1984, actually, we bought the place, and it was in 85, we started the Night Owls,
okay.
May of 1985, so it'll be 34 years coming up now. Our first job was May 5th at the Westport House.
Okay.
And what a time we had. It was wonderful.
Uh-huh. And who was all playing on that job? Do you remember who everybody was back then?
Yes, that was, of course, Kevin and I,
uh-huh.
And at that time it was Stan Deering out of Little Falls that was playing with us. So, yeah, and we had a packed house, and I tell you, the reception of people, of hearing us, just was fantastic. It's like, where have you guys been?
Oh, I can believe that, you bet.
So, you know, the music, once it's in your blood, you know, even at my age now, yeah, we're still playing, of course, but, you know, can't play as often as we used to, but it's still in the blood.
Absolutely.
I don't care how tired and worn out you are.
And, boy, you went through some great years with the family. You had a lot of, well, how many kids do you have, Marlene?
We have 5 children.
Uh-huh.
And at one time when we started this, of course, we had an old Winnebago camper, and all 5 children, of course, came with us, and, you know, we cooked in the camper even while we were on the road, and all the kids at one time, they were all in the band, and Harlan at that time was playing saxophone and mm-hmm. violin and bass guitar, and Sharon was on saxophone and sometimes the drums. Cheryl was on bass guitar. Oh, Victoria was drums and trumpet, I know, at the time. And then Lawrence was on, started out with the violin. And he's still going, too. I mean, uh-huh. you know, he's still playing out of all 5 of them. Cheryl will play if we need her, but Lawrence is pretty much the main one that kept the music going.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was, back then it was, you know, we had a good show with all the kids there, and people really enjoyed little kids, you know, and it was fun. It was, the kids got tired, they just laid on the stage behind the amplifiers
and it hasn't been all roses over the years, I know for a fact, because you've had some wonderful musicians and thought that things were going to go well, and all of a sudden the good Lord has a different idea. You had Terry Thielen for a little while.
Yeah, actually, even before that,
yeah.
When Joy Shmea passed away, Jerry Guast,
yeah.
we were going to have Jerry also join us at the time.
Sure.
And Jerry would have been the concertina player, and then I would have been the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had that all planned out, and one night we played at Leaf Valley for the fireman's dance out there, and Jerry was playing concertina and I was drumming, and then at break time he went up to get a drink, of course, and he was complaining about his back, and his back was hurting so bad. And I says, well, Jerry, I says, I can play concertina and drums at the same time and finish the night out here for you. It was getting close to the end anyhow. And well, lo and behold, it was about a week or two after that, of course, that's when we heard that he had cancer also.
Yes, yeah.
So we only were able to play a couple jobs with Jerry.
Sure.
Well, then after Jerry passed away, of course, we had Terry was left alone, and we thought, all right, Terry, you can join in with us. And so Terry Thielen, I know he even made one of our recordings.
Yeah, he's on the last one there, Is Your Foot Tapping, and boy, it sounded great with that bass horn in the background.
It did. It really, yes. He was a wonderful bass horn player. We had some good times, the little time that he was with us, you know, of course.
Sure.
But, and believe me, we really miss him. And I get to see Lois every once in a while. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always good to see Lois again. And lots of fun we had.
You bet. Well, Marlene, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock. It's already 4 minutes past 12 in central Minnesota here. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and finish out the conversation with you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. As we're now in the last week of March, the calendar says it's spring, and Mother Nature is already sending us some nice weather. Nice weather makes me think of digging out the grill and cooking and eating outside. The thought of a juicy ribeye sizzling on the grill with that great charcoal flavor. Yum. How about some hot dogs, hamburgers, or brats? Oh, so juicy and flavorful on the grill. It makes me just hungry just talking about all of these great entrees on the grill. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for the greatest selection around of brats, hot dogs, burgers, and steaks. Yes, it certainly feels good to get outdoors after such a long and persistent winter. More great news. The first of our outdoor cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market is only a couple of weeks away. Our charitable organizations like the Lions, Lioness, Knights of Columbus, just to mention a few, do such a wonderful job of cooking and serving those delicious brats and burgers out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Be sure to stop by whenever you can and thank them for the great job that they do. They are all donating their time and talent for some very worthwhile causes. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Marlene, for being a guest on the show. And you know what it's like. You've been here before. We put up a nice meat package and get that over to you. Hope that you and the family enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, that sounds wonderful, Si.
You bet. You bet. So we were talking about members of the band, and we missed one that has been the extended family, Ross Scalise, huh? Hasn't he been a trooper?
Yeah, Ross Scalise is a trooper. You know, he is older than me, but I still treat him like one of my kids.
You do? that's great. And you know what? He'll take it, too. He's so passive. He is such a great guy.
He is, and very, very talented. We are very fortunate to have Ross in our band. You know, the way he plays those keyboards, the keyboard, his fingers just slide. He doesn't even have to think. And, you know, you tell him, how's the song go? Or, you know, he can just play anything. And when it comes to trumpet, I mean, he plays trumpet and slide trombone and bass horn. And
yep.
You
yep.
know,
so good.
Between him and Kevin, you know, it's just like people can come up to me, is that all you play, is a concertina?
Oh, for sure. You know, and that's so important when you have a band, is to have that camaraderie and that good feeling. I talk to a lot of people, you know, with all the things that I do, and so many of them are dancers and get to your dances, and they always remark how they love Ross and Kevin and you know, yourself, the shenanigans that go on, and yet it's all in good, clean fun. You know, there's more to the music. I mean, there's entertainment, too, that a person does. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people say that he doesn't smile, but, it, you know, when it comes to Ross, it's pretty hard to smile when you have a trumpet or
yes.
in your face,
oh,
you know.
Oh, for sure.
But
for
we
sure.
do have our good times. I mean, you know, between the jokes and
sure.
I don't know, it's fun. Yes,
you bet.
You know, and the people, if the people are having a good time and they're out there dancing, I don't even care if it's a small crowd. If the people dance, you know, with a small crowd, you can still have fun. It's yeah. when they, you know, you worry if, oh my gosh, are they sitting
yes.
there? And but no, it's. We have lots of good memories.
You bet. So are you still pulling the band trailer around yet these days, or do you get by with the van?
No, we're still pulling the band trailer around. Ross and I do some of the senior dances during the week,
uh-huh.
just the two of us, because it's hard for Kevin. You know, he works full-time yet with the county, and
sure.
for him to get off work. So Ross and I do some two-piece jobs, and then I usually just put some of the equipment in the van, but we do pull the trailer to this day. We actually have a birthday party today at the Padua Pub.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be going there. But speaking of the trailer, I do have to tell you one little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of comical.
Okay.
We were supposed to play El Rosa for a polka mass.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all get in the van. Ross was along and driving down the road, and we got just about coming into El Rosa, and Kevin says, you know, I noticed this van is really pulling easy today. I don't know what it is. And he happened to look in the rearview mirror, and we forgot the trailer.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
And we're just pulling into El Rosa, so
oh.
we're like an hour away from having the polka mass start.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. Needless to say, hopefully there weren't any sheriffs on the road. I mean, thank God this is years ago. I'd probably get a speeding ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
We hurried back home, got the trailer, got back there. I don't know how we did it, but we did it. We were able to start on time.
Oh, what a story. And the trailer has some history, too, doesn't it? It wasn't. It was with other bands, too, isn't that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can't remember the band.
Was it the Granateers or the Deutschmeisters? Or
I think the Deutschmeisters actually had it for a while, and
yeah.
then I think it was the Granateers.
Yep, I think that's true. Yeah, and then you guys have it now, and And still going.
Still going.
Oh, my goodness. So there's a good chance that I helped pack that trailer, too, back in the days, because back in the days, the Deutschmeisters pulled a trailer when I first started with them. So, yeah. And that was always kind of a neat thing was, you know, the little guy always got stuck up in the trailer to, that was me. getting back to the concertina, Marlene, what concertina are you shouldering these days? What brand or what name? What have you got?
Okay, well, right now with the band, I always have the Star, the Star B flat, and then I have a Pearl Queen C concertina, and a Stradivarius also C.
Okay.
But the Pearl Queen I usually keep right in the restaurant here because when somebody's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, of course, we've got to go out there and sing them a song to help them celebrate.
Sure.
And then I do have the original concertina yet way back when Dad had the band, which is an E-flat Arnold. But that one gets babied. It stays in the house, of course.
Oh, but, yes. Yeah. Some special memories there.
Yes, it is.
You bet. You bet.
And I know we got bought that yet from George Savacha's when we first started the Gettles band back then.
Wow. Now, do you guys, do the Night Owls have a library written, or do you do mostly ad lib things, or obviously you probably play by note, by music?
All of the above.
All of the above, okay. Very good.
Actually, Kevin can write a lot of the horn music, of course. And, but, you know, after all the years of playing, a lot of it we can do it by heart right now, too, and... You know, somebody requests a song, if we don't have the music for it, you know, if we're able to fiddle around just a couple minutes on stage and feel we can do it good enough, we'll still, all they got to do is hum it. And if it isn't too difficult, we can figure it out.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah, we, you know, at our age, Cy, sometimes you have to have that book in front of you because, oh, my gosh, you know, you just kind of forget. Kevin will say, okay, this song is coming up next, and I'll look at him. Give me hum a couple notes.
So, in other words, you get a senior moment once in a while.
Just a couple of them.
Oh, golly. Tell us, Marlene, your favorite songs to play on the concertina. You know, what are the ones that you really, really enjoy?
Oh, you know, when it comes to polkas, especially the good old Schneider polka and the Sauerkraut polka, brings back. Memories of the good old Gibbon days.
Yep.
You know, when you're playing it, you can still see the people out there dancing and all the campers in the parking lot. We had so many good times.
That's true.
And when it comes to waltzes, you know, there isn't much I don't like. I do like the Hulurei, especially when Ross and on the trumpet and Kevin on the clarinet. You know,
sure.
Gives it just such a nice zippy swing to the old time waltzes, you know. It's just a nice lively sound.
Well, when you were dating Kevin and your going out years and stuff, did you get a chance to go out to watch other bands? Who did you like to go to watch?
Well, at that time it was pretty much the Sox Center Coliseum at that time, and
sure.
You know, I can remember Laverne and the Starlights. So we're out there, Elmer Scheid, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Elmer Scheid was big at that time, Sick Fat Dutchman, you know. But I know when Elmer Scheid played out there, I mean, this was before I even met Kevin. I mean, we would never miss a job that Elmer played because that was my dad's favorite band.
And, sure.
And always the Faded Rose Waltz by Elmer Scheid, you know. And that brings back memories for me, too. And so that is one of my favorite waltzes that I solo on, of course.
Okay.
So some good old, you know, they're all good old time New Orleans
style waltzes,
music,
yeah.
You know.
Sure. So we're getting down towards the end of the show, Marlene. I usually ask everybody if there's, you've been in so many ballrooms, polka fests, and all the things over the years, so many experiences. Do you have one you want to share with the listeners that they would enjoy hearing? Good, better, good, better, otherwise, a good memory.
A good memory?
Yeah. I know there's so many.
Oh, we have so many, but Oh, jeepers. I don't know which one I would want to pick out of our good memories. We had so many good times at Clarissa, I know, when we did their Memorial Day Polka Fest. And oh, my gosh, at the Bell Ray and Medina down there. Oh, you know, when people are dancing, there's not one special date.
Sure.
That is special. They're all good when people are having fun. And, I mean, I got to thank our followers of all these years, you know. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have been able to keep the Night Owls going for 34 years.
Absolutely. That you is know, so true.
They're all good memories.
You bet. Well,
yeah.
Well, quickly, Marlene, what does the future look like? Have you got a lot of jobs lined up for the summer, or what does it look like?
Well, the summer, we don't book a lot. Starting in April now, April, May, and June, we try to stay away from actually booking anything unless a dear friend calls up. And I know I got a couple birthday parties for some close friends of ours I'll play. But starting now in April, you know, with the farm here and the vegetable farm, it's planting time.
Sure.
And it's so hard, you know, with Kevin working full-time. And by the time he gets home from work at 5 o'clock every night, we don't have much time, you know, left of daylight hours to get out in the field and start planting and in the high tunnels. So
sure.
We kind of made that arrangement here a couple of years ago. We just can't book much for April, May, and June.
Sure.
But after that, you know, then you got the polka masses, of course. We got a lot of polka masses again booked and church festivals, so... And that's always nice to play those, too. It's just got a special meaning behind it.
That's so true. Well, very good. Well, our time has run out, Marlene. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us once again on our Musicians Come and Play program. Like I told you the last time, good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again down the road sometime.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, Si, and I appreciate it having me on here. And again, thank you to all our listeners and our followers for continuing to follow the Night Owls.
Very good. So you have a great afternoon, Marlene. I'll talk to you in just a minute off the phone, off the air here.
Sounds great. Sorry.
All
thank
right.
You.
There she goes, Marlene Guast of the Night Owls, our 283rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music by the Night Owls coming up in just a moment. Zavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 283 in that continuing series. And what a nice guest. Marlene Guas there joining us, our 283rd guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on this Sunday, the 24th of March of 2019. Well, Marlene had mentioned one of her favorite songs, one of her favorite waltzes is the Faded Rose Waltz. And right now, off of their Family Polka Celebration CD, it is the Faded Rose Waltz, the Night Owls. The Night Owls with the Faded Rose Waltz. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 41 our temperature here in Albany. Music continues right now. Polka time, it's one called the Adrian Polka. the Night Owls, and one called the Adrian Polka. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and 41 our temperature here in Albany. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, and that is always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And, of course, Turco, like we've been telling you, they have all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. They do all the big cities, the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. Then they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do casino tours in and about our area. Casinos like the Shooting Star in Mahnomen, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, the Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, to be on their mailing list, and find out when and where Turco is traveling to, just give the gang at Turco a call, toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Dave Ibertowski and the gang over at Turco, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and again, 41 is our current temperature here in Albany. And I had a request for one off of their 10th anniversary CD, Volume 6, and I'm just counting. They're not numbered here, so I have to count, so... So, number 17, I had a request for the Chicago Waltz. So, right now, the Night Owls with the Chicago Waltz. The Night Owls with the Chicago Waltz. More music on the way off of that. That is their 10th anniversary Volume 6 CD. And like we mentioned in the interview, all of these CDs are back and available to purchase. So you can stop through the Tutti Frutti Farm, and Marlene has them on hand. Or you can stop at the meat market in St. Joe, pick them up there. Or you can check out my website. So any which way, they are available again. One of the more danceable and solid-sounding bands to come out of central Minnesota over the years, the Night Owls. Right now it's Shottish time, one called the Ripsaw Bucksaw Shottish. The Night Owls with an old-time Shottish there, one called Ripsaw Bucksaw. And I believe that was Lawrence on the vocal. Here's another one, and one called the Playmates Polka. The Night Owls, yes, a snappy tune there. And I believe Lawrence, a little guy that he was, doing the vocal there, one called the Playmates Polka. Time to put Marlene to work. It's a nice concertina-type tune, one called the Circling Pigeon's Landler. ¶¶ The Night Owls, one called the Circling Pigeons, land there. And boy, Marlene does a nice job on the concertina. Very, very entertaining listening to that. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock. They'd love to have you join their traveling family. And yes, they've done several trips already this year, and they've still got a nice lineup of trips to come. So they're looking forward to their 6th annual Spring Mystery Tour that comes your way first part of April, the 10th through the 12th. Taking 2 buses, and I believe they're full, but it never hurts to give Laverne a call. Every once in a while somebody has something come up, they might need to back out. Laverne, very conscientious, gets you slipped in their spot, and everybody is happy. Looking ahead, in April, it's the National Quilt Museum and Quilt Tour to Paducah, Kentucky. Then they're going to do the Ark Encounter to Berea, Kentucky, Napanee and Sheepshewana, the Indiana Amish Tour. Later in July, they're going to go to Alaska again for the 26th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. Also looking very much forward to the Pilgrimage Tour with Father Joe Hertzing in August, 3 great days in all. Then comes the 16th annual Canadian Rockies by rail and motor coach. Then, of course, the 31st annual Fall Mystery Tour, and again, taking 2 buses. Then Maggie May and the Wisconsin Dells, they're going to do the Norse Kostfest Scandinavian Festival again this year, Mackinac Island and Frankenmuth, Michigan. I was along 1 year on that trip with Laverne, and can tell you from my own experience, we had a wonderful time. So give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by right now. The phone number to call to make that reservation, to be on their mailing list, maybe get some brochures, study up on the different tours. A phone number, toll-free, 1-800-840-9211. 1-800-840-9211. They maintain a very nice website, so if you've got a computer and you're computer savvy, you can study some of these trips on their website, www.lavernestravel.com. Very nice. Laverne and Kim, yes, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Again, Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, we've been listening to selections by the Night Owls off of their Volume 10, Volume 6 CD, their 10th anniversary special there. And we had listened to some of the selections off of their Family Polka Celebration CD, and that back in print as well. Right now, we're going to go to their latest recording. This is the Night Owls, Is Your Foot Tapping Yet? And one of the more popular songs that get requested often on Sunday mornings, it's one called Mom and Dad, the Night Owls.
With a love that lasts forever, they've reached their golden years, and the kids will all be with them to share this day of cheer. Today they will remember all the good times that they've had, and the kids will say, we love you, Mom and Dad. Yes, we love you, Mom and Dad, for the good times that we've had. And we want to just say thank you one more time. And on your special day, how we all would like to say, how we honor, love, and cherish Mom and Dad. Yes, Daddy's hair is whiter now. Ah, but the smile, that isn't gone. And Mama's, she slowed down some, but her faith is just as strong. All these years, they've worked and love and struggle side by side, and the kids can't help but feel how
bursting pride.
Yes, we love you, Mom and Dad, for the good times that we've had. And we want to just say thank you one more time. And on your special day, how we all would like to say, how we honor, love, and cherish Mom and Dad.
Then Dad will tell us stories. Oh, we've heard them time and time again. You know the ones about the places, and the faces, and the friends. And we sit down to dinner, and we all say table grace. I know we'll see tears of joy on Mother's face. And when the day is over and it's time we all should go, we'll soon not forget this lovely day at Dad and Mother's home. And the many thousand memories of the good times that we've had, and a chance to say we love you, Mom and Dad. Yes, we love you, Mom and Dad, for the good times that we've had. And we want to just say thank you one more time. And on your special day,
Mom and Dad, and boy, we get a lot of requests for that one, especially for dedications for 50th wedding anniversaries and so on. So, yeah, very, very nice recording there by the Night Owls. Right now, it's a nice old-time polka, one called Bobby's Polka. The Night Owls. calls, one called Bobby's Polka. Right now it's Old Time Waltz Time, Concertina Solo Time, one called Twilight in Bohemia. Nice job on the concertina solo there, Marlene Guast with Twilight in Bohemia. Another nice polka tune, one called Susie's Polka. We'll be right back. The Night Owls with Susie's Polka. All selections here recently, coming off of their latest release, Is Your Foot Tapping? Well, we're going to have to close out the show. We're at 6 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, 41, our temperature here in Albany. And we're going to go back to their Polka Celebration CD for one last selection. And, yeah, they did a neat job here. Of course, they've always been friends of Chasm and really patronized Chasm over the years a lot. Had a good working relationship with the Night Owls. They've played at some of the Chasm Polka Festivals over the years and at the Polka Night at the Rocks Games and so on. So here's one that they did back in the days. It's one called the Chasm Radio Polka. Chasm Radio Polka by the Night Owls, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.